What's good, world? It's your boy Mastermind Man, and this is another weekday drop. Listen, man, this is the May 2023 weekday drop. Man, listen, man, we got a hot show for y'all today. We're gonna be breaking down a lot of stuff and talking about a lot of stuff. I have to take my glasses off, man, because the board is full. Man, listen, man, before we jump into this hot show, be sure to follow your boy Master23Mind everywhere on Twitch, IG also, Mastermind RGTV on YouTube. Check out the classic shows, RGTV on all podcast platforms. Real Gamer, we are here, we are there, we are everywhere. Listen, man, shout out to the home team Prodigy, shout out to the home team Ace Games in the esports in the building. I see y'all, man. Shout out to everybody, man. We rocking and rolling, man. Ace, we got to get y'all back on the show, man. The homies Ace Games Esports, they been clowning on some Call of Duty Mobile. I must say that, man. They them boys been put on the show. We got to get y'all back on the show. For real. Man, we got a lot to talk about, man. I've been playing some of this Resident Evil 4. I'm excited to talk about rumors of Resident Evil 9. Let's get the show started, man. I had to just let the hair down on this show. You feel what I'm saying? Because we got a lot of passion for the show, man. We may even go over 30, man. Homie told me to kind of just start slowing it down because I just be running through my topics and running through the context on the show. So I'm just slow it down. I be rushing so much, man, because we got right here Anchor be, you know what I'm saying, trying to clip us at 30 minutes video over here, which is good. But, you know, we got to take commercial breaks in and out. Spotify now, actually. But, man, yo. They can't stop the show, man. We ain't tripping. We actually gonna speak about that on the show too, by Spotify demonetizing us, man, because they came in and just bought up Anchor and just bought up, messed it up for all the little guys, man. We're gonna get into that, but let's get into this hot show. Listen, man, there's so much stuff on my handy dandy board here. I don't even know which topic to kind of pick because I be so busy, man. Grinding out here in these streets, man. I be in and out the markets and stuff, man. I be into the crypto world stuff, man. I'm everywhere, man. Music, you feel me? Other ventures, man. Listen, man. Twisted Metal TV show dropping 7/27. Listen, I seen the trailer. When I seen it, I was like, okay, we need a Twisted Metal game. But what did I tell y'all on previous episodes before about how, you know what I'm saying, the whole gaming situation with a lot of these games going to TV shows and movies or whatnot? They've been doing amazing. Branching me off to my other topic. Hold on. But Twisted Metal TV show, I'm surprised they're doing it on that particular channel. Some app, I forgot what the name of the app, but that particular channel app they're doing it on. But then I thought about it. Oh, wait a minute. We got God of War series or whatever. I think that's going to be done by Netflix, if I'm not mistaken. And Forbidden West or whatever, Horizon, is going to be done by Amazon Prime, if I'm not mistaken. So they're just kind of throwing the gaming seeds all out there. All this stuff is on the PlayStation. So that's why I'm like saying that. So I thought about it. I was like, well, it makes sense because, you know what I'm saying, throwing their seeds at different streaming platforms or whatever is perfect. Perfect. I mean, genius, actually, because now, like I said, you keep these PlayStation AAA title games and everybody just thought pattern makes you want to play the game, don't it? Guess what this game is? On the PlayStation. So I can see them coming out with a Twisted Metal game. If the TV show do really good this summer, I can see them dropping a Twisted Metal video game right behind it, or even in Summer Game Fest. You know what I'm saying? Summer Game Fest dropping, coming this summer. Y'all know how it is, man. Summer Game Fest, they used to be showing a lot of great games and a lot of cool stuff happening. Since we had E3 to be canceled, you know what I'm saying? This is the month of E3, by the way. This is the May 2023 weekday drop. But I'm not surprised when I seen that Twisted Metal TV show preview. I'm just excited and was kind of thinking through. It was like, yo, I see what y'all doing, PlayStation. I see you. Going back to my other topic about video games getting to the movie and TV shows. Listen, man. Mario Brothers. Let's talk about it. I didn't see the movies. I didn't see the movie. I know. I'm behind. The Mario movie has, at this point, surpassed, when I was reading this, they said it surpassed 1 billion. Like, that's out the door now. It's probably way past 1 billion now. But check this. The biggest video game movie of all time. Wow. First video game movie to hit go past 1 billion. Wow. biggest movie of 2023 already. Wow. Video games has been dominating the movies, TV shows, sectors. They coming in hot. Uncharted did amazing. Mario Brothers is now, they set the trend higher. You know, this has been a great year for gaming, man. A great year for gaming. Resident Evil 4 remake doing amazing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying all that to say, you got the remakes over here doing amazing. Metroid Prime remastered or whatever. Doing great. You feel what I'm saying? Nintendo's still doing great with Legend of Zelda. That's finna get ready to drop. By the time you hear this podcast, already out. But yo, amazing. It's 10 out of 10. Everybody giving it a 10 out of 10. You feel what I'm saying? You got Mario movie over here. The best video game movie of all time now. Crossed a billion. Like, yo, you had PlayStation with Uncharted. You feel what I'm saying? You got PlayStation with God of War. You got PlayStation with Forbidden West or a rising TV show or movie or whatever. Like, yo, gaming is stepping into the movie and the TV industry and dominating. Like, big time. So that was up. That's what's up. I was really hyped to hear that, because I'm all about it, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to see gaming come in here and kind of dominate the space, man. They got to give me some award, man. For real. Because I told y'all, man, gaming is everywhere and it ain't going nowhere. So shout out to all my gamers, man. Speaking of gamers, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this real fast. So Redfall, Xbox, we finna go into the Xbox rant for the next 10 minutes. Redfall, Xbox. Man, y'all dropped the ball on this. I'm not gonna even front, bro. Y'all dropped the ball. I was excited for Redfall. After seeing the homie Hip Hop Gamer play it, you know what I'm saying? And he's playing with Twitch, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to, Plitch. Shout out to Plitch, you want to get the cheat codes and everything, because a game like that, yo, you need it. For real. So, you know what I'm saying? He's up in homie face, shooting him with a shotgun, and he's like, yo, no, put those cheat codes on, bro. Or level up, give me some better weapons or something. This game, like, buggy, it felt stiff, you know what I'm saying? And it's just me looking at it. And the problem I have with a lot of Xbox games, they always felt like stiff and like animated, like, you know what I'm saying? Just weird. I don't know, but I always felt that way with Xbox games, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I've had the Xbox Game Pass. Those that follow me out, y'all see me, you know what I'm saying, do my thing. But PlayStation my go-to, you feel what I'm saying? And this Redfall, the graphics on Redfall, trash, bro. That looked like an old gen game, bro. I think it's running at 30 frames per second. Now I will say, shout out to the homie Lemon. He was in the chat when the homie was playing, and when he mentioned the co-op, I was like, oh, wait a minute, Redfall got co-op? That is very interesting. So it's a lot of good elements to the game, like co-op. And I think the homie was like, you know what I'm saying, he likes the game. It cool. And actually the story mode is actually pretty cool too. So it has good elements to be a great game. But I think I just feel like it looked like the game was rushed. Honest opinion. It looked really like it was rushed. Seeing how many shots you have to take to kill an enemy was crazy. Seeing how the graphics was running at 30 frames per second, the AI on there was like robotic. They were stiff. The gameplay looked, and to a lot of times I can just look at a game and I can kind of visualize playing it, and to me, if I was playing it, I would probably say, yo, bro, this game feels stiff. But it definitely had that stiff look to it. So those are like the pros and the cons. You mix it all together, bad ingredients. Bad ingredients for a not so great game. You should have waited before you released it. And I think that's what Phil said on one of the interviews. You feel what I'm saying? So check out the Xbox interview. You hear what the homie said. Was it Phil Spencer? Hear what he said, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, they dropped the ball on that one, man. And I feel like that's gonna really hurt Xbox. It's gonna really hurt Xbox. Because again and again, you know what I'm saying? y'all buying up studios, y'all have these great ideas for games, but when they come out, they're not ready. You know what I'm saying? Or they're not, you know, they're not at the, they're just not there. They're not, because when you, I'm probably going to stir the pot with a lot of the Xbox fanboys, whatnot, man. But at the end of the day, man, it's all love, man. Y'all know I'm a gamer at heart. But when you, it's a clear comparison. When you look at great games, you can name great games on PlayStation all day. God of War, Uncharted, Last of Us. You feel what I'm saying? I'm sure there's pretty more. I'm just looking at those. I got those in front of me. But Forbidden West, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you can just name great AAA title games. You can't really do that with Xbox. And I felt like Redfall could have been one of their, like, okay, this their go-to game. When you name an Xbox, when you're thinking about Xbox, you think about Redfall. You feel what I'm saying? This can be one of their go-to games. Like, Halo is a go-to game for Xbox. Gears of War is a go-to game for Xbox. Like, so they have a couple, but they're nothing compared to PlayStation. Even you can go into the old PlayStation bag. What's that superhero game? Infamous? Great game. Triple A title. You know what I'm saying? So even into the classic bags, and even in the interview, the homie was like, I call everybody the homie and bro, yo. He was like, you know, we even messed up. I had a quote right in front of me, but we even messed up in the past generation of games or whatnot. You feel what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, yeah, I kind of did. Especially when it comes to AAA title games. So they got a couple you can name, you feel what I'm saying? But they don't compete against PlayStation. They don't compete against PlayStation games, period. You know what I'm saying? Just the, bro, from the production, the marketing, everything about the, like, when God of War was coming out, the marketing on that was miraculous. I can't even find an amazing word for it, but miraculous. And when the game dropped, miraculous. You feel what I'm saying? So it's a lot of things I feel like Xbox can kind of learn from PlayStation, but at the same time, they're in an awkward position because, you know, I don't know. It's a good little thing to kind of look at, because even I'm thinking about now from having the having a conversation with the homie Hip Hop Gamer back in March or February, back in February. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff like us as the gamers, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You feel what I'm saying? So it's two different perspectives. You got behind the closed doors. Okay, this is what it is, but we can't reveal this to the public yet type deal, versus on the gaming side, this is our perspective over here. So, you know, it kind of goes, the pendulum goes back and forth, I feel like, from time to time. But I feel like they really dropped the ball with Redfall. You know what I'm saying? Moving on real fast to talk about, you got erased off the board. The PlayStation 5 sales. Yo, let's just take the time to kind of, let me find this real fast. The PlayStation has, PS5 has sold so many. I think it beat out the record of the PS. Yeah, it beat out the record of the PS4. I want to say PS2. PS2. The number, when I seen the numbers, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Here it is. really big number. Even the Switch has, you know, had good numbers too. Yeah, became the fastest selling console in U.S. history. Yeah, like, yo, where's the numbers? It was like 1 billion or something. It was crazy, man. But the point I'm trying to get to is, yo, check this out, man. When I said the pendulum goes both ways, when you look at a situation like how many sales, no, there's a storm coming. I don't know, y'all may hear some lightning or whatnot. But when you see so many sales coming from the PlayStation, you know what I'm saying, see how well it's doing and look up under the hood, look for the AAA title games, like their studios. When you get to looking up under the hood of PlayStation and looking at the domination of their hardware itself, and then looking at Xbox, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's the pendulum swings at different times. Because even over here, Xbox is doing really well with the Xbox Game Pass. You feel what I'm saying? But that's going to tie me to another subject, talking about, I'll go ahead and dive right into it. They say, let me see, where is it? It's talking about the price of games leading to a few game sales. Check this, and this is gonna merge all of the talking points into this. Check this. What Microsoft has done with Xbox Game Pass gives everybody the ability to kind of, you know, play cloud gaming and play on the go. Amazing job. They don't really need a handheld because they got Xbox Game Pass. You feel like with the little, what's the little Xbox controller thing? Wish I had a picture and just put it right on the side. The little Xbox controller thing or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? So what Xbox has done on the cloud side, rap, like amazing. And for us, you having to pay like $69-$79 for a game, you can just pay for Xbox Game Pass and it's probably going to be on Xbox Game Pass. But those AAA title games that PlayStation has, like, I think the model that what Xbox has with Xbox Game Pass, if PlayStation would have had that with their AAA title games, yo, I think it would have done better. And if Xbox would have had what PlayStation had, you feel what I'm saying? Because remember, that's why PlayStation even switched up their whole little model of with the PlayStation Plus membership and all that. That's why they switched all that up. You feel what I'm saying? Because Xbox Game Pass came in and now finna change the game with this whole cloud situation. So that's why they even, it's time to upgrade. Let's do what we gotta do. You feel, hey, go on, give them back with capability. You feel what I'm saying? So that was perfect timing. And plus, they're working together on cloud anyway. We know that. But just seeing how if the world was swapped around, like, yo, it'd be dope. And then you're thinking about prices, like, okay, PlayStation games, $69-$79. You're not gonna be able to pay for a subscription service or whatever, $7.99 or a dollar, whatever, with Xbox $14.99, whatever the price is, like Xbox Game Pass, you're not gonna be able to do that with PlayStation. So, you know, the price of these games are so high, is it driving the sales of the gaming overall down? Possibly. When you think about that, they probably need to lower games. You know what I'm saying? And what Xbox Game Pass has did is, like, it's going to kind of force them to kind of lower the price on the game. Don't nobody want to pay $79 for a game, $89 for a game or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But us gamers, we're going to probably do it anyway. You feel what I'm saying? But you got global economy, inflation is kicking our butt, yo. You buy two things at the grocery store, it's $80. You feel me? So, you know, we in some crazy times right now. So the price of games, I feel like, probably should come down. But the question that was asked when we was having this conversation was like, you know, maybe it does mess up the sales for the games. So, you know what I'm saying? What's your take on that? I want to hear that. But moving on, talking about this PlayStation 5 Pro. Let's talk about it. So, we got some rumors of PS5 Pro dropping. So, we may get a PS5 Pro probably next year. Ain't gonna go too deep into it because we talked about it on previous episodes. But the thing is, technology moves so fast. I tell y'all that a lot here on the show. Technology moves so fast. This PS5 Pro, it got to be more than just a slim version. A 10% boost on GPU, like, it got to go all in. It got to go. I want PlayStation to go all in. Like, go all in. Because you got the games. Your hardware is doing fine. And for the mere fact, it sold so many, and now they want to, hey, let's come out with the Pro. That is like a, dang, why you do that? You know, but at the same time, it's one of those situations to where it's like, okay, if you're going to sell this PS5 Pro and try to, you know, make these numbers as just as big as the regular PS5 version, you're going to have to really soup this thing up. I'm talking about like GPU need to be a boost, 50% boost, able to play 8K games, like upscale the games is already out on the PlayStation 5. Like, you got to really do something miraculous for people to kind of jump on the ship to say, okay, we're ready for a PS5 Pro. I just don't think the consumer market is ready for a Pro yet. Are we ready to have the conversation about it? Of course, yeah, always, because technology moves so fast. You feel what I'm saying? But I don't think the consumer market is ready, or even, you know, in a great situation to, I mean, I just got a PS5. Let me go on here and try to get this Pro. Nah, I don't know yet, Jack. And unless they come out and say, we miraculously improving not just the storage, but miraculously proving the GPU, new features, not just it says it's more cooler or it's more slim. Like, you got to really come punching at it. So I don't know. Was I hyped to hear about it? Of course. You know what I'm saying? Because I know it's going to probably have an updated chip of the updated AMD chip or something in it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty stoked for it. I can't wait to see it. But, you know, I don't think we need to rush it. Take your time, Jack. Take your time. We know we're getting a PS6, you know, probably 2030 or maybe 2025, 26, around that time. But take your time, Jack. Take your time. I ain't tripping. At this point, your only Sony only competition, honestly, competition, of course, Xbox, Nintendo, but PC, man, PC. Let's dive into my other topic, and we're gonna come back to PlayStation stuff. Wait a minute, man. This Asus, I got so much stuff on the board. This Asus ROG Alloy tablet. Man, that thing sharp, yo. Let's read the specs real fast. Hold up, I got the specs pulled up right here. On for the video, for my video YouTube people, man, we're gonna try to pull y'all some. I got this green screen. I don't even use it for real, man. We're gonna put some pictures in there, thing up. You know what I'm saying? On a production side and everything. But audio listeners, y'all just have to just tune into the YouTube. But listen, man. So this Asus gaming handheld. Oh, wow. I told y'all the storm is here. Let's take a quick commercial break, because that was a loud, loud lightning shock and it just hit something. And we are back. After that crazy, crazy lightning strike, yo. So those is probably just now tuning in. We had to stop the show in the middle of the show. Safety first, people. Safety first. There was a lightning strike. It hit something very near. So we had to stop the show. But we are back. I was talking about the Asus handheld PC gaming device. Basically just going talking about a little bit about the specs and kind of comparing it to Xbox Game Pass, just that whole handheld venture on down that road. But the specs on this Asus, yo, so it's for like the standard version is like $600, is running with the AMD Z1 and a 256 SSD. Like I was saying before, like, yo, that's not bad. And considering that, you know, PlayStation, rumors of they're talking about bringing back their little handheld situation, and it's like, bruh, if PlayStation handheld was to come back, I would like it as a PlayStation fan, but looking at its competition, it's like, man, I don't know if that'd be such a great idea. Now, I don't know, but like I told y'all before, if PlayStation would have came out with something on the PlayStation 5 controller, the screen, I wish I had my controller, but it's up front. But if they had that touchpad, if that was a screen, it ain't even got to be that big, yo. But if it was just, if that was a screen and you're able to do new things and new features on your controller with your PlayStation 5 and be able to play on the go, maybe at a certain distance, kind of how Wii U did back in the day with Nintendo Wii U, you can play your game handheld on the go, but it had to be like at a 12, 14 feet range or something like that. Like, that would have been dope if PlayStation would have done that. But now having a handheld, I know I got two different talking points, perspective on this, because on another episode, I was speaking about the PlayStation handheld, and yo, at that time I was like, yo, that'd be perfect, that'd be beautiful, you know what I'm saying, since and such. Even looking at the competition, because I mean, PlayStation got some hitters. They got some AAA title games that can, you can really, like, think about it. Think of a exclusive. Think of, I can't even say Killzone. They would probably use Killzone for a situation like this, but think of a exclusive AAA title PlayStation game, exclusive only for the PlayStation handheld on the go. Like, yo, that'd be dope. But again, looking at something like the Asus PC gaming handheld device for $600, that thing is powerful. Xbox Game Pass on the go, you don't have to pay that much, you feel what I'm saying. You even got the Steam Deck. Can't forget the Steam Deck. LG got a handheld gaming device. So it's like, yo, the competition is pretty heavy out there. And also mobile. I consider mobile as a handheld in that competition. So even mobile, you feel what I'm saying? So the competition is kind of broad out there. You feel me? It's a lot of big competition that PlayStation handheld will have to go up against. And for them to talking about, you know, rumors of bringing that out on top of a PS5 Pro, when we just really, everybody just started getting their hands on the PS5, and now everybody got their hands on it, the sales are through the roof. And you know, so I'm just looking at that, on top of that, on top of that, then the economy, then, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, but your competition kind of heavy. I think you may want to probably wait this one out, PlayStation. Or they can just make a great Sony phone, a really great Sony phone, and make it similar. I don't know. They just make a good phone, probably. But entering in the handheld competition, I don't know. That'd be steep. I want to go back to a question, because I thought about it when I was talking about, is the prices of games leading to fewer game sales. Yo, thought about it. Well, Xbox Game Pass, I can see that, because instead of paying $69 for these games, we're only paying $14.99 or whatever, when we get a selection of so many games. But that can lower the sales on, yeah, I see that, you know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to add that in there, but that was more of a, like, a good talking point from both sides, from the Nintendo side, the PlayStation side, the Xbox side. Like, are games too high? You know what I'm saying? I think that's the perspective I was more looking at it. And even if they are too low, does, you know what I'm saying? So all is great perspectives that we like to you know what I'm saying, conversate here in the gaming space. Moving on, talking about rumors of this new Metal Gear Solid. Ooh, I just think it's a great year for gaming, baby. Listen, we got the PlayStation Showcase coming up May the 25th, probably around May the 25th or whatnot. Hopefully, I may come back in here and do another show before May 25th. We don't know. We're going to test the walls and see how everything rolling. But listen, man. Hold up. Rumors of a Resident Evil 9 too, but not the PlayStation Showcase. But we're going to talk about that. I'm also excited for Resident Evil. Y'all just don't understand. But hold up, man. This PlayStation Showcase, yo. I'm show us gameplay. If you got a remake of Metal Gear Solid, show us gameplay. Your trailer gonna be okay. I don't want to see no trailer. We gonna have to see gameplay. I'm excited, but we gonna have to see gameplay. I'm looking for there was a list of things, a list of stuff at the PlayStation Showcase. People was talking about wait a minute, where's the list? Here we go. All right, so boom. Probably a new Castlevania. You know, the biggest one that really caught my attention was Metal Gear Solid, of course. But possibly Castlevania. Silent Hill, we kind of already knew that one coming. Wolverine, yo, Hip Hop Game already put us on game with that one, so we know that one's going to be the truth. Like he was saying, like, yo, the graphics on Wolverine is, yo, so... We already know Wolverine gonna be the truth. So it's a lot of heavy hitters that, you know, seeing this coming up real soon, we ain't got no E3, but PlayStation kind of doing their own little E3. I'm excited for it. I ain't tripping, baby. Let's go. Roll the tape, Scotty. You know what I'm saying? So possibly Spider-Man 2, you know what I'm saying? Silent Hill 2 remake. Metal Gear Solid 3 remake, the new Mortal Kombat. They may show a little trailer of that, probably. Something else, you know, it's a bunch of little Castlevania, like, you know. So, of course, the Final Fantasy. But if we see anything with this Metal Gear Solid, I'm pumped, but you got to show me gameplay. You're going to have to show me gameplay. I need to see. I need to see one of the homies up there on stage, like, actually playing the game. Now let me show you that you can still do stealth mode like Phantom Pain. Like, I need you to see. No, we don't want to see no trailer. I want to see gameplay. So I'm really I'm happy that we're getting Metal Gear Solid remake, but I really want to see gameplay. You feel me? So I just leave it on at that. Moving on, man. Talking about, Let me speak about this Mortal Kombat real fast. Shout out to the homie TJ, man. I told y'all I was going to talk about it on the show, my brother. Here we go. So look, this new Mortal Kombat, I think it may be something like a reboot, maybe. So, you know, that'd be cool because we know we get another Mortal Kombat movie. You feel what I'm saying? So if they bounce it like we get a movie, then game, or game, then movie, that'd be dope. So, and then plus, you know, you got Street Fighter coming. You got Tekken coming. Like, yo, the fighting gaming space is about to heat up this summer, yo. I'm telling y'all. Starting from the summer all the way probably to, like, December, because this new Mortal Kombat, they say projected probably around September. Of course, for all consoles, PS5, Xbox, even Nintendo. Even Nintendo in on some of this get over here action. So, even Nintendo, that's what's up. Rumors that, and this is just scrolling through Twitter, and I'm like, what? Really? Bro, rumors that we may see Peacemaker and Homelander, the guy from the show on Netflix. What is it? The Boys or something like that? We may see them. Those are some interesting characters to put on the game. And if you watch the show, yeah, they fit the description. But, you know, so... See, and also PC. So look, man, I'm pumped by it because the fighting gaming space is about to heat up. Because, yo, what they need to do, check this. So we know with Street Fighter, that they got like this little waiting area. like metaverse waiting area to where you can kind of meet up with people and ride it online. So Street Fighter kind of sets itself apart from more than just a fighting game. Cool. That Mortal Kombat set itself apart from, you know, the movie and the story. You, of course, you got its little different things. And even in the old Mortal Kombat, they had to where you can kind of walk around and get the treasure and stuff and go here and fight something like a little side quest or something. Another little game mode outside the story, but another story. So cool. Boom. Mortal Kombat, if y'all keep that, but add more stuff in to like, yo, having crossplay, of course, with all platforms. I feel like they're going to, of course, they're going to do that cross platform, but having like an arena kind of like Street Fighter to where people can probably maybe create their own character and to where like their icon avatar character, whatever, and have them coming into like a virtual world kind of like Street Fighter where all of the characters meet up and they can challenge whoever they want to challenge, or something like some old Mortal Kombat arcades. Something kind of like that, kind of take the best of all of the fighting games and kind of what they do and put the Mortal Kombat twist on it. Two, what they need to do is exclusive characters. Like, that'd be dope. Exclusive characters. Let's go to, let me talk about Soul Calibur for a second. Soul Calibur, I think what, back in the day when it had the GameCube version, the Xbox version, and the PlayStation version. The PlayStation version, I think, came with the Tekken character. The Xbox version came with Spawn or something like that. The GameCube version came with Link. Major one about all three Soul Caliburs. You feel what I'm saying? So if Mortal Kombat can pull off a AAA title character on each console, maybe God of War on the PlayStation version. Maybe the guy from Gears of War or Halo, they probably don't want to destroy, rip Halo head off and all that type of Mortal Kombat gonna destroy Halo maybe, but maybe some, a game or a character that's really gory or that's like power like that, because we ripping heads and doing all type of gory stuff on God of War, so that's why I say Kratos or whatnot, you know, or a character in that realm of world. But Xbox, you feel what I'm saying? Take one of their characters or whatever. Nintendo, take one of their characters or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Even PC, like, take some of these characters exclusively from each industry and make, you know, that'll be fire. That'll be fire. You feel what I'm saying? And then also have the strategy planned up with the movie or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, tell this ex, tell him, let's talk. That was fire. I need some fire emojis in the chat when you see this, you know what I'm talking about. But I'm excited to hear about it, man. And because like I said, Street Fighter is gonna be fire. Tekken, when it drop, it's gonna be fire. The graphics, I do want to see how the graphics is gonna be. I do the graphics, because the graphics on Street Fighter, fire. Graphics on Tekken, again, fire. You know what I'm saying? We're going to see in September. We're going to see. We probably get a trailer or something for the PlayStation Showcase. Let's see. Moving on, talking about these rumors, it ain't rumors no more. It's official. Modern Warfare 3. That's the name of it. So, they keep coming out. So, last year, they was like, you know, we're going to take a break on Call of Duty or whatever. I think that's Treyarch, because Treyarch is not involved in this next Call of Duty that's coming out in November the 10th. Beta is coming out October the 6th this year. We get another Call of Duty this year, folks. Like, dang, bro. This one here, I stopped playing Modern Warfare 2 just for a slightly little bit because I've been playing Resident Evil. But we're getting another Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. And Zombies is coming back. Outbreak 2.0. Pretty dope. I'm excited for it, but not really. But yeah, but it's like, damn, already? And wait, we're getting another one? But I thought they said they was taking a break. Damn, I thought they said something like 2 years or something like that. So, I don't know. We'll see. But I'm excited for the Zombies. Really excited for the Zombies. Shout out to my homie Q. Hey, let's go, my brother. You already know what's up. Hey, we're going to have a good time on the Outbreak 2.0. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homegirl and the A. You know what I'm saying? We be having A. We got some squad. We got some shout out to the squad on Zombies, man. We got some nice squads. Cuzzo, what's up? We got some nice squads on Zombies. So I'm excited for the Outbreak 2.0. What if it's on the beta? I doubt if they give us beta zombies. I doubt it. That'll be fine. The beta's dropping October 6th, probably multiplayer. And you know, Warzone is gonna have its own little release. I didn't write Warzone information on the board, but it's like in December or something like that. But we'll get another Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. I thought we was taking a break, but hey, I'll take the zombies though for sure. Game Fest dropping, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying dropping like it's a game or something. Game Fest, the event, Summer Game Fest, the event is coming up. I want to read out some of the partners that was on here because pretty interesting. And yo, I talked to y'all, I came over here and talked to y'all before about the Netflix games. Netflix gaming is, you know what I'm saying, is doing its thing. And one of the big guys from Xbox is working with the Netflix gaming team. So that's interesting. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to be at Summer Game Fest. So here we go. So here's a list. We got Activision, Amazon Games, Bandicoot, Capcom, CD Projekt Red, Epic Games, EA, Disney, we go Netflix. I see Netflix, of course. PlayStation gonna be in there doing their thing. Sega, Square Enix, WB, Xbox gonna be in there doing their thing. Steam, yo, so it's a bunch of more. Samsung Gaming Hub, like, so it's a bunch of little, you know what I'm saying, bunch of developers and parties is gonna be out there showing off some nice new gaming things and you know, story cutscenes. Most of it probably ain't gonna be gameplay. We probably will. But I don't think they're gonna show that new. But then again, you never know. Because E3 didn't show up this year, so you never know. I'm always stoked and ready for any type of surprises, or maybe it's the same thing when it comes to gaming period. So I ain't tripping. I can't wait. This is what I want to talk about right here. So we know we get another Horizon. Forbidden West one and up, folks. So we got the Forbidden West DLC. We got the VR game. That's his own little game. And they are working on the third one. So pretty cool. I can't wait to see the graphics, because the graphics on Forbidden West is cold, son. You hear me? I'm talking about ice cube in your mouth cold. The graphics on Forbidden West is amazing, man. So we get another one. I kind of figured that, because with the success of the DLC and the VR seem to be doing its thing, whatever. I've been seeing a lot of good feedback from the VR version. You know what I'm saying? It seem to be doing its thing. So I'm excited to hear that they're working on a third one or whatever. So pumped for that. Real quick, man. Yeah, I know Microsoft is getting into the blockchain situation and things. Goldman Sachs and a lot of these other major players in the space, and this stuff is important because, yo, Web3 blockchain gaming, it's next level, baby, and I'm telling y'all, that's what the next Xbox, the next PlayStation, the next Nintendo, their consoles need to be future proof for the blockchain. It has to be. Can't drop the ball on that. Moving on, talking about, I was looking for another post here on the computer, but moving on, talking about this GTA 6 real fast. Hey, check it. They talking about this game probably going to be the most expensive game of all time, including that's the marketing also. $1 billion. Probably more than $1 billion, but listen. So GTA 5 was a really big game. And for the past 10, 15 years, that game is still doing quite well. I'm not sure how they're going to handle the situation with the modded worlds and the GTA Online. I seen like the little leaks that came out. The leaks was pretty dope, pretty dope. The graphics definitely better, but I still feel like GTA is one of those things to where you look at the game for a long time. Okay, you're used to it. The graphics not so astonishing as when you first see it. When I first seen GTA 5, I was like, oh man, these graphics, whoa. You feel what I'm saying? Then start playing, it was like, but not really. Then seeing the mods, it's like, yo, the mods looking way better than, you know what I'm saying? So with GTA 6 and seeing that leak, graphics look good, but of course it's a leak. That's not the full thing. But I'm a little skeptical about it because we're talking about a game that we know gonna have to last for the next 10, 15 years. So with all of the money that's being spent and to make and develop this game, the license and everything else they gotta get, yo, I can see the budget being so high for this game, but you really need to future-proof the graphics. Oh, the storm is back. I hope we don't have to stop the show again, y'all, but safety is first, remember that. But you have to like future-proof your graphics and give us more than just the, you know, give us a great GTA than GTA Online. Nah, you have to like, I want to see them dive deeper into the immersiveness of the game. Are we going to really be able to walk into the buildings and different buildings? Like, I'm excited to see them explore more and really show us a game that's going to last for the next 10 to 15 years. This Grand Theft Auto, I feel like it's just kind of like old chewing gum that people has just been chewing on for a long time. But some can still taste the flavor. You know what I mean? So if I was to download, like I got San Andreas and everything, the old was downloaded and played it not too long ago. I was like, yo, we used to play this. This game is fun, but the graphics is boo-boo, yo. So makes me want to load up GTA 5 and like, okay, let me load this game up to remember what made this game great. I remember why I got tired and stopped playing it, but play it to what made this game great. Take those ingredients and hope for the best with GTA 6. So you feel what I'm saying? I can't wait to see how they're going to, the story mode, how they're going to flex between, because you know it's supposed to be AKA Vice City, like Miami, Liberty City, like New York and San Andreas, like the West Coast or whatever. If we're able to travel between those three, yo, that'll be fire. And that's what they're saying we're going to be able to do. So I can't wait to see, like I said, immersing myself into the game. Probably not immersing myself into the game, not so much, because I have a ton of other games I'm still going to be playing. And GTA is one of those games I don't get stuck on too long, but you can really get immersed in GTA because it's so much to do on GTA. You know what I'm saying? They really need to fix the online situation to where people can just blow up people and as soon as you get into the game. I stopped playing online because of things like that. You just walk into the game and people just blow you up and just crazy stuff just going on. So, you know, it's a couple of things that I feel like they, you know, I hope that they corrected and fixed on GTA 6. So, but for it to be the most, about to probably be the most expensive game ever made, I can see that the budget is probably really ridiculous over there at GTA, man. So for sure. Moving on, talking about this UK, ain't even gonna dive too heavy in it because the storm is coming in and it's brewing even heavier. But UK blocked the Microsoft deal. Man, listen, man. I see both sides. I understand both sides. That kind of put Microsoft in the bind, yo. Microsoft was already around here passing ideas. Hey, NVIDIA, it's in the way. I cut your 5-year deal. You come with me. You agree. So they've been around here cutting deals. And, you know, I don't know, man. I feel like the UK probably should have passed that deal. I feel that, yeah, they probably should have passed that deal. But, I'm like, dang, I blocked it. That put Microsoft in a bind. Because even if the deal get blocked, they still got to pay Activision. So, you know, and plus, the situation they in, like what Redfall did. Redfall dropped the ball, man. Worst game ever probably right now. And, you know, they don't need back-to-back bad news. That's how I look at it. But I feel that UK probably should have passed the deal. But, you know, I didn't read into the depths of the black and white paper and all that stuff, you know. But they blocked it. Dang, man. Moving on, man. Let me see. I talked about, man, let's dive heavy into it. My baby. My one boo thing. Resident Evil, baby. Oh, look. So, rumors that we're going to be getting Resident Evil 6. I mean, possibly 6. Because I'm going to bring something. I'm going to share with y'all my gaming conspiracy theory. I don't even think it's a gaming conspiracy theory. It's just one of those, yo, it's going to happen. So check this. I was looking for the full details. That's what I was looking for. But we're going to see a Resident Evil 9. Rumors of Resident Evil 9. And it's going to have Chris. He's going to be in Europe somewhere. Time after Resident Evil Village. That sound about possibly right. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of Village or in Village, you see Chris from time to time. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, I can see that. And two, if you flip. So my little conspiracy theory thing is, if this is 9, you flip 9 around, it's a 6, right? What the perfect time for you to drop a Resident Evil 6 remake and Resident Evil 9. Perfect fucking time. I'm telling you, it gotta be true. I don't know if it's true about the Resident Evil 6 remake, but it's only right. It's only right. It's only right. It's only right. What are the odds that Resident Evil 9, the main character is going to be Chris when he's the main character on Resident Evil 6? It's only right, bruh. And it's taking elements from Resident Evil Village and Resident Evil 4. Bruh, when Resident Evil 4 remake was in the making before it dropped, the whole little camera view and everything, the third person, bro, it inspired Resident Evil Village to have that third person point of view, and they brought it to 7, the biohazard, bro. Plus you was dropping Resident Evil 4 VR, so plus the Leon series that was on Netflix, not the new one, it was another one that Leon, it was on Netflix. It's like the animation version or whatever, but look real, but like animation version. All this. Anchor, what's good? Hey, what's good? How should I say Spotify? But even the Resident Evil, which one that was? Resident Evil 7. the old one. Was it six? Was it six? I can't think of it was six. But one of the Resident Evils, the old one. No, five. No, see, Resident Evil 5 was the one Chris on. Six was the, that's the garbage one. That's the garbage one that everyone don't like. Resident Evil 6. I got my numbers mixed up. Because I was like, yo, what are the odds of them doing six? And that got Chris on. Okay. I got my numbers mixed up. Five. Resident Evil 5 is the one that Chris is on. But still, though, Chris, that main character on the rumors of Resident Evil 9. Why not go ahead and give us the remake of 5? When 4 is already the best remake game out, you feel me? And to keep the story rolling, you're gonna have to, at some point, we gotta know, okay, bro, 5 is only right, bro. It's only right for 5. And even if they do 6, going back, bro, keep all the bad comments. Even if they do 6, I'm okay with that, because I understand what's going on. I know the characters. Oh, Whisker's son, the girl, that's the lab monster that was back on what, behind the scenes of 2 and 3 or whatever. The I forget his name, but that's his daughter, yo, and that's Whisker's son. They working together. You got Leon in the mix, you got Ada in the mix, like, bro, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, remake that. I know it was a little horrible. Y'all kind of went left with that game, but remake it. That's cool. Remake it. Because the people that love Resident Evil 4 Remake need to know these stories. Need to, you know what I'm saying? They need to know this character context. They need to know these details and these characters. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with it. Do it. And bring that Resident Evil 5. Go ahead, scoop that in the pot, because that'll be perfect introduction for Resident Evil 9. I just smoked y'all ass. Shout out to the homie Trout, man. Listen, man. Hey, man. Yo, so that's all I got for the show, man. Y'all see, man, I try to bring y'all the hottest passion of gaming on the block, man. You feel me? This stuff is not easy to come in here, man, and do this on a consistent basis, man. How I do this, man. But hey, it's all for the love. It's in my DNA. I'm passionate for it. I'm passionate about it. You know what I'm saying? So I hope to inspire the passion for your gaming intellect. And you know, but we talked about a lot on this show, man. I said I was gonna kind of slow it down. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of times I be rushing on the show. So, you know, I kind of let my hair down on this one and just kind of slow down and, you know what I'm saying, kind of expressed a lot of the stuff I wanted to talk about that was on my mind in the gaming space, you feel me? But I'm excited, man, overall for a lot of the stuff I talked about tonight, man. I'm excited for this Metal Gear Solid remake. We got to see gameplay, though. We got to see gameplay. I need to see the gameplay tape, chat. You feel me? PlayStation out here doing their thing. Nintendo, I ain't got no rant for y'all right now. I got one more thing before I get out of here, man. Legend of Zelda. Ooh. So apparently Legend of Zelda has got a 10 out of 10 from pretty much everybody. I'ma get it. But I ain't gonna get it yet. But I want the OLED switch. The graphics supposed to be a little bit better on the OLED. But what I am amazed, and I take that one. I take the back feed for that one. What they're able to do with this new Legend of Zelda. There's not a lot of issues with it from people that, you know, test the game early or whatever, but they're able to show this beautiful immersive game still running good on a console that's more than 6 years old. Like, that's incredible. Hats off to Nintendo. Y'all see, that's why they on the hat. Put some respect on Nintendo name. So we gonna test the waters though, for real, because I'm gonna pick it up. But I do want an OLED, a Switch OLED. I have a regular Switch. I'll be picking up this new Legend of Zelda for sure. But I gotta beat Resident Evil 4 first before. Y'all know me, man. I like to beat a game before moving on to the next game. So we gotta beat this Resident Evil 4. We're gonna be playing Resident Evil 4 on Twitch real soon, probably here tonight. So be sure to follow me on Twitch at Master23Mind and on YouTube, MastermindRGTV. We are here, we're there, we're everywhere. The classic shows, RGTV, Real Gamer. That's where we at, baby. We on Amazon podcast platforms, Google podcast platforms, Apple podcast platforms, Spotify. Let's talk about Spotify real fast before we get out of here. So, what happened, y'all? Y'all probably won't hear me on the ads anymore. What happened is we've been doing the podcast for a couple years here, man. We've been, in, you know, doing our thing, man. But we had a Anchor came with a free, like a little ad situation, to where you do your ad with this ad is on all episodes. We get a little kickback from that. So it's important that y'all, you know, play the previous episodes that had the ads, because I get a little kickback from that. So the more ads and everything play, you feel what I'm saying, coming from the podcast, get a little kickback. Spotify come in and decide to buy up Anchor completely. Back in the day, they was a little bit partnered with them and whatnot, but they decided to buy them up completely and take away our ads, because we don't fit that threshold. So they raised the bar even higher for small podcasters like myself. I don't really pay attention to a lot of the analytics of growth, or I wouldn't say growth, but I would say the crowd or anything like that. Like, we ain't really in here for clout, you know. I'm on a 10-year run here, you feel what I'm saying? I plan on doing this in my sleep, you feel what I'm saying? So we're not really in here to like do limited edition of episodes, two episodes or whatever, and, you know, try to get money. We're not in for that. We're in for the passion and love, so we ain't going nowhere, regardless if we demonetized or not. But for the mere fact, Spotify came in and just kind of changed things and raised the bar. I feel like it's like a slap in the face for all podcasters, up and coming, still doing your thing and haven't got that high. You came in, just slapped the door, slapped us. You know what I'm saying? But they can't stop the show, man. So we're going to keep on rocking regardless of what's going on, because the passion and love is here for gaming. That's why it's Real Gamer, baby. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come here and talk about it regardless. We're going to still do our thing. We're going to be shining. Check me out on YouTube. We in the process of trying to figure out other opportunities and other pathways for the podcast. So we're going to be, you know, changing a little bit of the scenery. You know what I'm saying? I usually do an episode of podcast probably three or four a month. Now we kind of narrowed it down to about one or two. But yeah, we're a little hurt from that Spotify. We're a little hurt from that, because we ain't getting no kickback on that now. We out here thugging it. We doing it for pennies. Pennies on the flow, baby. Pennies on the flow. So all my fans, man, all the big supporters, man, everybody, y'all, stop in, subscribe, download, like, share, download for show. Do whatever you can, man, to help the show out. Keep us up and running, man. Let Spotify know we in here. Game on, baby. We in here. But that's all I got for y'all tonight. I said I wanted to speak on that Spotify Anchor situation. Shout out to Anchor. Salute, RIP to Anchor. They are now officially Spotify podcast. I hate they came in about the little guys out like that, man. Anchor is the only platform, because RGTV was doing the podcast on other podcast platforms before Anchor even came about, and Anchor is the only podcast platform that gave me an opportunity to monetize regardless of my audience, regardless of, you know what I'm saying, how many likes or views I had. So respect to Anchor. Shout out to Riverside. Riverside is potentially the next thing. They've been doing anything for a good little minute, but Anchor is the only podcast platform that gave me the opportunity. So salute and hats off to Anchor. I really hate Spotify came in to change things up and ruined it for us all. That is my thoughts and my opinions only. We are out of here. Real gamer people on all podcast platforms. Take that. We out, Jack.